My guest at this time is Karen Handel. She's a former Secretary of State in the state of Georgia, and she is a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Georgia. She is very competitive in this race and right now is in position to possibly grab one of those two coveted slots in the July 22nd runoff. The primary in Georgia is on May 20th. That's this coming Tuesday. She's locked in a tight race with businessman David Perdue and Congressman Jack Kingston, Congressman Paul Brown and Phil Gingrey also in the hunt. And Secretary Handel, thanks so much for your time.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you so much, Greg.
Obviously, a lot of people to choose from for Republican voters in Georgia. Why do you believe you're the best choice in this crowded field?
Well, I'm an unwavering conservative who has a track record of getting the job done. And more than ever, Georgians are looking for someone that they can trust to go to Washington and do the job for them. Look at the rest of the field. We've got congressmen who have been there for 10 to 20 years. They've had every chance to do what they're now talking about, and they haven't. And then you have this so-called outsider, David Perdue, and gosh, we don't know very much about him. He's running for the Republican nomination and hasn't even found it appropriate to vote in a Republican primary. We need someone like me who has been a solid Republican, a solid conservative my whole life, so that we can cut spending, repeal the Obama health care tax, and re-energize this economy by lowering taxes, not raising them like David Perdue has suggested, lowering taxes and reducing the burden of regulations on businesses.
Karen, you talked about your track record. What in your background gives voters a glimpse on how you would work in the Senate?
Well, as many people know, I'm former commission chairman for Fulton County, a pretty divisive and divided group. And when I came in there, I had a $100 million budget deficit. The Democrats wanted a massive property tax increase, but I was able to persuade individuals who were not like-minded that the better path was to cut spending, and we did that every single year of my term when we did not have tax increases. As Secretary of State, you know, voters in the state and Georgians across our state counted on me to get the job done, to get business services delivered effectively, to administer elections with integrity, to get photo ID implemented. And I did all of that while also cutting the agency's budget by 20%. And that's the kind of focused, effective, conservative leadership I'm going to bring to the U.S. Senate. We've had go-along to get-along for way, way too long, and look at the mess we're in.
Karen, let's talk a little bit about your time on Fulton County Commission a little bit longer. We talked with Jack Kingston yesterday, and he had this to say about your fiscal record there.
Chairman of the Fulton County Commission, she increased spending $46 million. When she ran for governor against Nathan Deal, her votes for organizations like Planned Parenthood were very, very well vetted, which is why people rejected her candidacy.
We'll talk about Komen and Planned Parenthood in just a second, but he talks about spending increases. You talked about eliminating a $100 million deficit. So what's the true story?
You know, Jack Kingston has a lot of nerve when he's been in Washington on the Appropriations Committee and sat there keeping the seat warm while this country, through his vote, absorbed debt that has a $17 trillion in debt. I am proud of my record as Fulton County Commission Chairman. Over the course of my tenure, we were able to deal with our budget without tax increases. And to put it in perspective for voters, Fulton County's budget is about a $1 billion budget per year. And we worked really hard to roll things back. And when we finished up my term, we had what was the first truly balanced budget that Fulton County had in decades before I got there. So I have a solid track record of fiscal conservatism, unlike Jack Kingston, who raised the debt ceiling for our nation multiple times. He, you know, voted for millions in things like the Charlie Rangel Center and the Ted Kennedy Center, and has the audacity to talk about saving some money from his office budget when he helped contribute to a $17 trillion debt. And as Secretary of State, if Mr. Kingston took the time to understand what was going on in Georgia, he would know that realigning my office was one of the most important things that we did, and that was to be able to create the Office of the Inspector General so that we could really get tougher on elections fraud. And all we did was move folks around and consolidate them in the Secretary of State's office under a different division line item.
Quickly on the Susan G. Komen situation, you were a vice president at Komen a couple of years ago when the big controversy happened. At first, the organization decided no longer to pass along funds to Planned Parenthood. Then it reversed that decision based on public pressure. You then resigned from Susan G. Komen as a result of that, saying that you wanted nothing to do with Planned Parenthood. You're an ardent pro-life supporter. Others have said that at the time, you claimed that was only a difference in changing funding criteria, so it wasn't necessarily a problem with Planned Parenthood at the time. How would you like to clear that up?